Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, joining us out here at Browns training camp, J.C. Tretter, Browns center. You were just talking about off the air a little bit. The trip to Indianapolis was a long trip, huh?
Yeah, I felt like we were there for a while. So it's good to get home and kind of get back to your natural surroundings.
Was there, but there's benefits out of it, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, competing with another team.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of mix up training camp a little bit. You kind of get in those dog days of just doing the same thing every day. So it's nice mix up, and I think that's about what you want. You want a quick 4 days, get the game out, and then you come back here and get back to what you're used to.
How intense were the practices? Because, you know, obviously we're reading the reports. It got a little there's some scuffles at times, and it gets a little bit heated. But yeah, that could be good and bad at times, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a natural progression with joint practices, where like the first day it's kind of like a feeling out process, and then you watch the film. Both coaches kind of get on everybody to kind of ramp up the intensity, and then obviously some guys take a little too far, and you know, do something you shouldn't. Where you still want to, you know, even if you're not on the same team as the guy, you don't want to do something that's going to get somebody hurt. So some guys do go a little too far and do something a little too, and then someone else has to back up that guy, and it's kind of, you get those big, you know, 30-man dog piles where everybody's just kind of pushing and stuff. But I feel like that's kind of happens at every joint practice.
How was it at the end, though? Like, you have the two practices, you play the game. Was there, like, mutual respect once it was all over? Like, hey, good work? Or was it like, no, we still hate you guys?
No, I feel like you... There's some sort of camaraderie between, you know, not even teammates, just, you know, you're in camp, you're fighting, and, you know, especially you go against the same guy 2 days in a row, and a lot of the guys, you know them from around the league. So it's kind of just like a good litmus test of this is where, you know, we stand as an individual, as a team. You kind of get that feel, and then you kind of leave Indianapolis feeling good about yourself and how you played and how the group played.
JC, you know, young players especially have to learn the difference between being injured and just being a little banged up, right? There's a big difference. I think you're the perfect person to answer this question. You played through some pretty bad injuries last year, right? But how is that something you can teach the young guys? Is it something they just got to kind of learn on their own? What advice do you give the young players?
Yeah, a lot of it's just kind of learning your body and learning what you need to do to be out here and be ready to play. And, you know, you don't do the team any favors. You don't do yourself any favors on, you know, sitting out and missing days and missing games. So I think – as you get older, it's easier because you understand what your body needs to be ready to go the next day. And, you know, some days you have an easy day where, you know, you don't have to do as much. And then, you know, you have, you know, a couple joint practice days where it's like, okay, I really need to dial in of what I'm doing for recovery to make sure I'm ready to go when we get back into town. So I think as you get older and, you know, you see the older guys kind of get in their routine and know exactly what their body needs in order to play.
You know, us watching the practice, or the practice is, it feels like it's been a much more physical camp. But I don't know if that's actually true, or we just think the team's real good this year, so we're being, you know, over-the-top positive. Is it been a more physical camp? Has it been?
Yeah, it's tough for offensive linemen to answer that question because, you know, our probably live tackling drills are down this year. But for O-linemen, whether we're live tackling or not live tackling, it's the same thing for us either way. So we're kind of going full speed in the trenches either way. So that's tough for us to tell how physical it is for kind of ball carriers, receivers. For offensive and defensive linemen and, you know, linebackers, we're hitting every play, you know, whether it's a tackle period or just a thud period. We're going the same level. So it's pretty much the same level as always been for offensive linemen.
How much time do you guys need to get ready? And how close are you guys to feeling like, hey, we're ready for the regular season to get here? Obviously, you still have, you know, a couple more preseason games. So you're going to wrap up camp here, but we all know camp still kind of continues as you finish the preseason. How close do you feel you guys are?
As a team, I think we're getting there. Obviously, like all these practices, you're kind of just stacking successful practices. And that's your goal is just not making the same mistake twice, correcting those mistakes, moving on, and making sure you're not to have repeat errors. So I think we're getting there. Obviously, for younger guys, like these days are important. And every day you can come out here and work your fundamentals and get coached up and kind of get on the same page with what we're doing in scheme-wise in the meeting rooms. That's all important. I think older guys, I think for them, you know, they know what they're doing. They know what the scheme is. They know how to declare protections and where to be. So it's kind of varied. But as a team as a whole, you know, these days are important. Of now we're getting our first game plan week, which will be our first real taste of how, you know, for young guys, rookies coming in, this is how we treat a week of practice going into an actual game. So they get their first taste of this. So it's all just a build up to get you ready for the season.
Talking with Brown Center, J.C. Treader. J.C., so, you know, Kevin Zeitler gets traded this offseason. Obviously, he's one of the best in the league in his position. It's a lot of new faces at that spot. They've been rotated in. I know Cush has played it a lot, but there's been a lot of guys been getting that shot. How challenging is that for you? Because obviously, you know, the unit's got to all be on the same page. When there's a different guy all the time, has it made it harder this camp?
I wouldn't say it's harder. I think the way we've done it has been nice, where we rarely do a lot of subbing in and out for the most part. Usually it's a guy takes it the entire day. So you kind of get used to that guy all day and get on the same page. And we've been doing that since OTAs. So we've kind of gotten used to how everybody plays, how everybody's a little different. And that's kind of similar as what you'd get, you know, during a season where someone gets banged up and you got to get used to the next guy and who's going to come in and play next to you. So I don't think it's been harder for, you know, me and Hub having kind of that spot being rotated in and out. I think we're pretty used to, you know, whoever's going to be there will be ready for whoever that is.
Is it a different challenge once we get to the season? Because, you know, whoever ends up getting the job, I mean, it's no offense to them, they're not Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah.
He has the experience. He's a great player. Do you have to play differently?
No, again, I don't think so. I think, obviously, it's, you know, not to quote Remember the Titans, but you cannot replace a Gary Bertier. You cannot replace a Kevin Zeitler. But, you know, it's whoever takes that job and earns that job, the expectation is for them to go out and do their job. There's no, you know, you can't cover for somebody or hide someone on the offensive line. So whoever earns that job has to go out and play and take that job.
We're talking with J.C. Treader here at Browns camp. J.C., how do you think Baker Mayfield's doing here in his second camp and as obviously year two for the quote unquote star quarterback?
He's doing really well. I mean, I think just the way he interprets, you know, protections and routes and has that full understanding and being able to run the no huddle that we've been pretty successful at so far.
You like that, starting the game in that no huddle?
Yes. Offensive linemen actually really do like that. Kind of pushing the tempo, gets the defense pretty vanilla. He's just done so well from a mental perspective, not even a physical perspective. The physical tools are always there, and just watching him kind of each segment, watching him come from OTAs his rookie year to training camp, and then, you know, training camp to the season, now the season through the offseason to the OTAs, kind of each break kind of building on that has been impressive.
The center and quarterback usually have a unique relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, he spends a lot of time under your butt.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And so I'm joking, of course, but they're
not.
That is factually correct.
It's a fact.
But just in terms of that relationship, do you feel like it's a special bond?
Yeah, I think you have to have a really good line of communication.
Yeah.
I think you do a lot playing off each other, and I need to know what Baker's thinking, and Baker needs to know what I'm thinking. So a lot of that's, you know, meeting and just like talking to each other, just so we're both thinking the same thing and interpreting defenses the same way, and that makes everything easier for both of us.
The shotgun snap, you know, there's been a lot of talk with Kyler Murray out in Arizona, and obviously you're going to play a lot of shotgun with Baker out of the gun, a lot of quick stuff. Is that difficult?
I think it's just something you get used to. It's really just, you know, a regular just gun snap for a pass is different than if you're trying to wide reach somebody. And a lot of that just comes with muscle memory and getting used to it and just doing the same thing over and over in repetition.
Mm-hmm.
J.C., you know, you come to the Browns. The team's, you know, the time is not very good. You struggled through all these losses. You didn't have, honestly, a lot of talent at the skill positions. I look at this team, and we look at it as observers, and we see Beckham and Landry and Njoku and Chubb and Hunt. It's almost to the point of, like, the team's gone from the least amount of skill position talent in the league to maybe the most.
Right.
As an offensive lineman, is that something you think about? Do you say, I can't believe how good we are? Or is that something that only fans and media do?
No, I mean, you're excited. You're excited. A lot of it, you think about how the defense is going to handle it and understanding, you know, if they do this, what's that going to give us? And, okay, they have to cover, you know, they have to try to stop 13. Okay, what are we going to do now that they have so much attention there? What can we do in the run game? So I think that's really the excitement from a player perspective, is just understanding that it's going to be tough to take away all of them. So when their focus goes to one, what's that other guy going to do now that he's not even, you know, there's no attention to Chubb or there's no attention to Jarvis. Okay, now all of a sudden, like, all right, how big is that guy going to have a run lane, or, you know, the coverage is going to drop so deep, you know, Jarvis working on, over the middle. What's that going to look like? So that's really the excitement as a player, just understanding what's going to change.
I don't know if you could tell that much in the preseason, but in the first 2 weeks, and again, this, you know, starters haven't played much, obviously, but in the first 2 weeks, have you noticed any differences from the way teams are defending you, or is it too early to tell?
It's too early. Usually defenses don't put their game plan in for a while. This will be the real first true test. Usually the, you know, offense and defense will actually game plan for the other. But usually it's just their vanilla stuff, vanilla fronts and vanilla blitzes. And they're just trying to kind of just see how guys play and how guys react.
You know, with the trade of Duke Johnson, there's a lot of talk about who's going to kind of be that backup running back. Is someone going to step in there? Dontrell Hilliard's been the number two guy. He's banged up right now. Has somebody caught your eye? Dearest Johnson had a nice game on Saturday as well.
Yeah, no, Dontrell's done a really good job. Obviously, Duke was banged up before he left, so Dontrell was doing a lot. But Dearest did a great job this week in Indianapolis. So I think both those guys can do some special things, you know, in the pass game, but also running the ball hard.
Talked about the upgrade of talent on the offense, certainly on the defense too, right? The defensive line, four really good starters, some good depth. Does that make you guys better, having to compete with them every day?
Yeah, no, competition, you know, breeds talent and breeds success and makes you work harder and get used to it. So when you're going up against, you know, guys like Larry and Sheldon and OV and Miles, you know, you got to bring your A game every day at practice. And when you're going against those guys, all of a sudden the games get a little easier because you're going against the elite talent every day in practice. So that's definitely is a true statement. So that's been good for us this camp, of just kind of going against some of the best of the best.
And I know the season's just starting, but, you know, I don't know. You know, we talked about it recently. You're a free agent at the end of the season. I said the other day it would be a crime if the Browns let you get out of here, you're the anchor of the offensive line. How much are you thinking about that, if at all, at this point?
Not really. I mean, again, I think when you think of it as, you know, if you play well and you stay healthy and the team does well, really it's all going to, you know, figure its way out. So, you know, I'm focused on playing well and helping the team win, and then I feel like everything will fall into place from there.
I know you guys, you know, we saw in building the Browns, you guys playing shuffleboard. But besides that, what do you like to do for fun?
We've also become a big Monopoly deal group. It's a card.
What is that? Oh, Monopoly deal?
Yeah, it's a card game of Monopoly. Goes a little faster than regular Monopoly goes.
Oh, God.
So that we've become big in that. So any like little game, we have a basketball hoop in our meeting room. So really any little competition we enjoy doing and just kind of messing around and razzing each other.
I mean, offensive lineman basketball sounds like it could be fun to watch. Like, that could be a TV program right there. I mean,
there's some guys who you can tell were definitely there to foul five times and get three rebounds was their basketball career. But they still take some shots, so it's fun.
JC, just to bring it back to football here for a moment, you're going to travel to Tampa this week. It's going to be hot down there. Mm-hmm. Probably a good test for you guys as you prepare for the regular season. It's going to be hot in September when you guys have games here in Cleveland. What are you guys looking to get out of this third game?
Yeah, I think this is one you'll get a little longer run with the starters, and, you know, you have all the kind of pieces there. And again, it's the first game plan week, so this will be the first real, you know, trial run of what you're going to go through 16 through 20 times throughout the regular season. So, you know, you'll go through that. You'll go through the test. You'll go through how we're going to meet and how we're going to break down film. So really it's just that first test. Older guys have been through it. Younger guys, this will be the first real test and first real dry run that they're going to see all year long.
Final thing, JC. You played in a great football market in Green Bay, so you know what their fans are like. I'm sure you've got a taste, obviously. These fans haven't seen winning. The last time the Browns made the playoffs was 2002.
Right.
It's been forever. Can you imagine what this is going to be like? See what it is in training camp for the scrimmage. You had 40,000 right. people there. Can you imagine what it's going to be like if you guys, you know, have the season that everybody thinks you're going to?
It's going to be special. It's going to be special, and the fans deserve it. The fans have been through a lot, so I know their excitement level's high and our excitement level's high as well. So we're looking forward to getting to the season and getting to playing and putting a product the guys will be excited to watch.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.